Let's talk a little bit about some of your predictions. What do you see in the future?
On what subject?
You want me to throw them out your
way? Yeah, throw them out.
All right. I just had a story at top of the program that I started about a scientist who believes that, and he doesn't like to use the word global warming, but he believes that it could wipe out the 6.5 billion of us down to 500 million, and he thinks it's going to happen.
Well, George, here, let's put this into perspective. The Earth is warming, and we are partly a cause of that. But if you actually go back at geological records, you will find that this is a warming trend to begin with. We're simply accelerating that. Will it wipe us out? No, certainly not in our lifetime or anyone we know or our great-great-great-grandchildren. It is a process, but the seas are rising. And if you looked recently, there's huge icebergs now in the shipping lanes in Australia and New Zealand that have never been there before. So, yes, the water level is going to rise. Will it, in fact, kill off mankind? No, absolutely not. The spirit will simply never allow it.
Well, that's a good sign, at least. What about 2012, Hans? What do you say?
George, I probably ask that question every show I do. I will guarantee you the world will not end in 2012.
Hear, hear. As a matter of fact, you are invited back to be on the program, of course, before that. But December 21st, which is going to be a Friday night, 2012, mm-hmm. 6 years from now.
Well, I would love to be there.
Let's hope we all are.
I'll bring the champagne.
Yep, and let's talk about how we bring in that year and that moment. You know, and I have there's a funny part of me. So it's going to be exciting leading up to it, where the date could come and go, and nothing's going to happen.
Absolutely nothing will happen, George. Absolutely. You remember all the hype about the new millennium and all this about year 2000?
Y2K, the Y2K.
Yeah. But we all got sucked into that, but that couldn't occur until 2001, not 2000. So what people don't understand is that the world is not coming to an end, not now. The only thing that can exterminate mankind fairly close to immediately is a major meteorite. No telescope has suggested that anything that accurate will come near us for another 76,000 years. May I ask, why are we worrying about it now?
Why? I don't know.
We have such a beautiful planet. We have so many beautiful things in it. You and I have had a good life, and we know there are beautiful things out there. Why dwell on the negative when it isn't going to happen probably to you? It's like people will call me, am I going to get killed by a terrorist bomb? No, most likely not. So why worry about it?
You should be a college professor, too.
Thank you very much.
You should, in philosophy or something like that.
Well, George, I have a philosophy that literally says, again, you see what you look for. And if you, in fact, look for doom and gloom, that's what you will find. You'll find me around the country periodically doing panel work with a whole bunch of people who you know, who I call, and I'm going to get up, people are going to get mad at me here, doom and gloomers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the guy who sits on the right, and they start on the left, and by the time they get to me, I just look at everybody and say, everything is fine. Everything is fine. You're not going to be murdered. You're not going to get killed. This isn't going to happen. And sometimes I'm one of the most unpopular people on the panel. But then I get these beautiful emails back from people who say, I hope you're right. Okay?
Well, we think you're right. But we're not sure.
Well, we'll find
out.
Who
knows? That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, we don't know.
Well, I suppose the way to look at it is, has the dark ever won for very long?
No.
Thank you. There are times, George, there are moments when we are overwhelmed by the appearance of dark. But in the end, the light always, always surfaces. And if people learn that in their personal life, that no matter how difficult their life might look right now, they can, by thinking, begin to pull themselves out of that dark and move towards the light.
What do the spirits see as the two presidential candidates, the major ones in 2008?
Well, They are going to run Hillary. They're going to attempt to run Hillary. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
They're going to attempt it, but I think there's a dark horse in here.
You mean on the Democratic side?
Yes.
All right.
I think there's a dark horse. I also think that there may be a dark horse in the Republican side. What you're going to see is the Republicans move to the center. You're going to see both parties move to the center. It's going to be an interesting election. A lot of people are asking me, are they going to run Hillary against Condoleezza? No, I don't think so.
Dick Morris in his book thinks that that's going to be the scenario. But you do believe Hillary may get that shot.
She's very close to getting it. But she's still, you know who I'm? Giuliani is still in there.
Well, he's on the Republican side, though.
Yes, I understand that. But if you go look at his history, he's far more Democratic than he is Republican.
Oh, that's true.
Right even down to gay marriage. So he's got to cover some bases here to make himself look, you know, very pleasant for him. But what I do want to say to people is the long nightmare is over. It's coming to an end, and people will see it over the next 2 or 3 years.
But it's not over yet.
No, there's still a lot of damage to be done. A lot of damage.
Yep. I mean, the president today said that he wants more troops for Afghanistan. Now.
I know.
Enough is enough.
Well, the problem is that nobody will let him do it. Nobody's going to let him do it. I mean, if he tries, his ratings are getting so embarrassing that the Republicans themselves will stop him from doing it.
Well, and he doesn't have control of the House and Senate anymore either.
No, he doesn't, which I had predicted, if you remember.
Yes.
And so, really, I think the election will go towards the Democrats if they can get their act together.
Well, that's a big if.
It's a huge if.